what's he got in his hands?" said Gollum, looking at the sword, which he did not quite like.
"A sword, a blade which came out of Gondolin."
"Shh," said Gollum, and became quite polite. "Perhaps you sits here and chats with it a bit, my precious. It likes riddles, perhaps it does it?"
He was anxious to appear friendly, at any rate for the moment, and until he found out more about the sword and the hobbit, whether he was quite alone really, whether he was good to eat, and whether Gollum was really hungry. Riddles were all he could think of. Asking them, and sometimes guessing them, had been the only game he had ever played with other funny creatures, sitting in their holes in the long, long ago, before he lost all his friends and was driven away, alone, and crept down, down, into the dark under the mountains.
"Very well," said Bilbo, who was anxious to agree, until he found out more about the creature, whether he was quite alone, whether he was fierce or hungry, and whether he was a friend of the goblins.
"You ask first," he said, because he hadn't had time to think of a riddle. So Gollum hissed,
"What has roots, as nobody sees, is taller than trees, up, up it goes, and yet never grows."
"Easy," said Bilbo. "Mountain, I suppose."
"Does it guess easy? It must have a competition with us, my precious. If precious asks and it doesn't answer, we eat it, my precious. If it asks us and we doesn't answer, then we does what it wants, eh? We shows it the way out, yes?"
"All right," said Bilbo, not daring to disagree, and nearly bursting his brain to think of riddles that could save him from being eaten.
30 white horses on a red hill. First they champ, then they stamp, then they stand still."
That was all he could think of to ask. The idea of eating was rather on his mind. It was rather an old one, too, and Gollum knew the answer as well as you do.
"Chestnuts, chestnuts," he hissed.